Hello.
Hello, Karen.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen. It's Dave from the City of Marquette.
Oh yeah. Hi.
And I just needed to talk to you real quick about this petition for the condos. You didn't want renters in the condos.
That's not for me now. That's for Picnic Rocks.
Oh no, you signed the wrong petition then.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. I support that. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you signed it. It says right here. It has your signature and everything.
I did sign it. I'm the president condos, but it's not about our rentals, it's about
right. Yeah, you don't live in
no. A lot of the people that signed the petition don't live in. There's only about two people that do.
Oh, I see. So you're just being a busybody, you know. You don't even have a personal issue with this.
First of all, how do I know? Because I've talked to the city clerk now. He's called me two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to some investigator.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if you're a third person, but they told me that somebody's got an app that when they're calling people and telling them, asking them 100 questions about why they signed the petition, and now they got to vote for Donald Trump. And you got a real screwball here in Marquette. Well, I'm in Escanaba. I have two homes. But I'm the president of the board and I'm not approving, and I'm going to talk to the residents and tell them to watch out. They scared the daylights out of one of my residents when they called and threatened her.
Oh, what'd they threaten
and
her with?
On top of
how,
it.
How'd they threaten
and
her?
On top of it,
oh, don't answer
now
that,
they have some app, so when they call, the app makes it look like they're from the city, and so people are afraid to answer questions because now they're... Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Well, I got all kinds of, there's all kinds of interference.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
What a mess.
Yeah, yeah. We did have an issue with prank calls last week. I think they figured out who it was, but did they make threats? I don't think they made threats, did they?
Oh, yes. They were threatening one of our residents.
What did they threaten
him
with?
Listen, I was just bodily harm. I was going to...
That's bullshit.
I was going to buy one of those lots at Picnic Rocks because... I have a 5-bedroom ranch in Escanaba. I guess I'm used to having my own space, but there's so many condo issues. I'm getting so fed up with trying to. Every day I spend time resolving issues just at silly stuff. This dog's barking, somebody complains, and so on.
Yeah, those people.
And I'm just really getting fed up. So I thought, well, I'll buy something at build my own place, okay? Then I start looking into Picnic
Rocks.
Well,
you already have two houses, right? You already have two houses. Why do you need a third? Are you going to sell one?
No, I don't want to live too close. North Bay, you're living on top of people. It's like an apartment building. I want my own house.
Well, why don't you sell your other houses and stop, you know, taking up all the space?
Why? Because I can afford to have a couple of two, three homes in different
But that
cities.
Doesn't mean you should. It's bad for the earth. Why don't you donate your extra houses
you
to home?
Are you from the city?
Donate your
what
extra
your
houses
name?
To homeless people. You know, be a good human being.
What is your name?
My name is Dave from the city of Marquette. You know, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus have three houses and only live in one? No, that would make Jesus...
I'm going to go to the city. What department are you in?
Ma'am, that would make Jesus an asshole.
What department are you in?
You're
the asshole. You're the one that's making the prank calls, aren't you?
No, I'm not making prank calls. I'm just... You just told me that you have...
Somebody from the city would never talk like this.
Oh, we're human beings here, ma'am. We can talk...
And you talk about Jesus and ass and everything else?
I can talk about Jesus. What's wrong with talking about... You're against Jesus now?
And so you're David in what department?
I'm just in the city clerk office here. I was just calling people on this petition.
Okay, I'll be calling them back in a few minutes. I've got better things to occupy my time with.
You don't need to yell at me.
But I'm going to talk to the city manager about David in the deputy clerk's office.
Okay, well, you don't need to yell at me about it. You know, I'm just doing my job, and she's gone.